Yeah, hopefully Knicks in five. I'm with you. I don't know if... Listen, he's won an MVP. He's an incredible basketball player. He is on one leg at the moment. He does have Maxey with him. If he were healthy, this would be different. He's clearly on one leg. Is he... I mean, can you win a championship with Embiid as your best player? Right now, I believe him to be slightly soft. And I said it the other day, when soft people have nowhere to turn, they turn and they attack. And that's why he's pulling dirty plays. One, it's been reinforced to him throughout his history that he will not get punished for it, not at a level where it'll eject him or anything of significance. So he knows he can get away with these things. And two, that's what you do when you feel like you have no other option. And he's soft. And this team has been soft. And he's been the heart of this team. So if you want to say that, that's fine. His skill set, I think, I mean, watching the guy play, he's hobbled. He's hobbled. He could barely move up and down the court. He scored 50 points. Is he good enough to be your best player and win a championship? A guy who's 7'2", has the ability to shoot the way he does? Yes, I do believe that. But now, does he have that mentality? That's something else. But right now, this entire franchise hasn't had that mentality in forever. That this entire team, the entire franchise just doesn't have it. And that's why a lot of people, all the people who disagreed with me, like anybody, when we were talking about that final game of the season against the Bulls and the torn nature I had watching that game, knowing I want to win every game, but if they win, then they get the 76ers, and if they lose, they get the Pacers, and the 76ers are a tougher matchup, and we had that discussion forever, or at least a couple days. And anybody, really, any Knicks fan who I talked to who disagreed and wanted the 76ers said this exact thing. They're weak. They're soft. The team is soft. Embiid's beat up, and they're soft. And I think we've seen that come to fruition here. I think we've seen that come to fruition. The Knicks are much more mentally tough. The Knicks are better conditioned. The Knicks look faster and stronger and, stronger on the glass in the fourth quarter than the 76ers do. The 76ers get sloppy with the basketball. Embiid threw one away. There was a couple of bad turnovers. The Knicks have at times too, but it doesn't seem they don't seem to do it in the crucial moments the way the 76ers have in this series. But I don't know about Embiid. I don't know. I understand that he's going to have a reputation here, and he's never been able to stay healthy come playoff time. That's the main thing. He's always banged up every time they get into a playoff series. But now he's calling out the fans. And look, I would be pissed off too, I suppose, but he's got nobody to blame but himself. They played weak basketball. And, they went home down 2-0 after blowing a game you can't lose. And a Knicks fan base that's dying to see this team win, 2 hours away, willing to pay the price for a ticket in Philadelphia because no matter who, a guy in Philadelphia is making double his money and still it's cheaper than what somebody would have to pay to go to the Garden. Peter in Manhattan. What's up, Pete? Peter.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Chris, Knicks question and time and then Rangers question.
Yeah.
Remember, did you say that Philly got no offensive rebounds today? Is that what you said?
I said Embiid.
Embiid got, all right. Interesting.
Yeah, obviously the 76ers got a couple. But Embiid had zero offensive rebounds.
All right. It was a shell today. It's a good, great game today for the Knicks. Yeah, I remember Bernard King against against Detroit way back. They actually ended up losing a game 7 against Boston in the finals. So I remember that. And then I guess the Ranger question I have is, I'm looking at the Rangers' progress towards the Stanley Cup. So if they face, Carolina next, that's going to be a tough match.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to ask a question, then I'll hang up. What do you think, the prospects of that series is? Do you think the Rangers are a better team than Carolina? I mean, I find that to be a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Chris, and then finally, Chris, just a quick question. I called Richard Neal today, and I asked him to list the top Beatle albums. Interestingly, he said Revolver was number one.
Yeah.
Oh, and he said that Rubber Soul was two, and that Sergeant Pepper was overrated. So I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Yeah. So that was, you know, I was surprised that he said that. And
the overrated Sergeant Pepper thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he said Sergeant Pepper was greatly overrated, but he went with Revolver number one.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I saw, and thank you for the call. Rolling Stone put out a list of the greatest albums of all time, and Revolver was number one. A lot of people like Revolver. I can't imagine. I mean, this is just me, and we don't have to get into the Beatles right now, but I can't imagine putting Revolver over. And you might, Sgt. Pepper's widely considered, you know, a revolutionary album, and you know, I guess you can call it overrated. You know, whatever. I wouldn't call it overrated, but I couldn't put Revolver over Sgt. Pepper. I couldn't put Revolver over the White Album, and I certainly couldn't put it over my personal favorite, Abbey Road. So, I mean, I like Revolver. All Beatle albums are great, but I don't know how could you put it over. I just don't know. I'll never understand that. But people do think it's the best. A lot of people do. And you know what else Duncan said there? He referenced Batman and Robin, and he talked about Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant, you know, they just got swept by Minnesota. And, you know, Edwards scored 40 points, 7 for 13 from 3. He had a monster game. I didn't get to see a lot of it. But they get swept. And, you know, Durant, Beal, and Booker just absolutely get embarrassed here. And Kevin Durant, I mean, he's going to start to become one of the more interesting figures in NBA history. I honestly believe Kevin Durant is about to become one of the more interesting figures in NBA history, because if you look at his talent, I mean, there's no doubting his ability. At his size, the way he can play and shoot, and in this game, he plays 46 minutes, and he plays all the time. He plays every minute when he's healthy. He has been injured a lot. But he loves the ball. He's 2 for 3 from the three-point line. He scores 33 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks. He's a great player. Not only is he a great player, he's won 2 NBA championships. Not only has he won 2 NBA championships, he's won 2 NBA Finals MVPs. And yet nobody views him as a winner. When referencing someone who's a Batman, who is a Robin to a Batman and needs that better player on his team, when referencing Embiid, the first person that's referenced with him, and granted, it's just one caller, Duncan, but references Durant. I mean, Durant was as great as Curry is, and I understand he's the face of the team, and they won before he got there, and they won after he got there. I get it. But Durant was the best player on those teams, on those Golden State teams that he was on that won championships. And he was the MVP of the finals both of the years they won finals. And they lost to Toronto because he goes down with the Achilles injury. And yet, because of what's happened in Brooklyn, and now certainly what's happened in Phoenix, an out-and-out disaster, and his inability to get over the hump in OKC, and then joining the team he couldn't get past, he is going to be viewed as a, I don't want to use the term loser, because that's probably a bit much, but he's going to be viewed as a superstar who was either soft, couldn't get it done, you know, didn't care about winning, never wanted it to be his team, didn't care about it. Like, he's going to have this very unique, it's going to be very weird how he's viewed. Because he's not going to be viewed as a winner. And I'm trying to think of another player who would have won championships, been one of, if not the driving force to the championships, MVPs in the final games or final series of the championships, and still perceived as a loser. I don't know how many other players. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. It's a very interesting case, but right now he is perceived as that. He's perceived as a guy who was a ride-along for championships when he wasn't. A guy who didn't want to do it on his own, had no interest in making and building a team and beating the team that beat him. He was more than happy of joining an already championship-level team. He's moved on twice since. He's tried to put together super teams in two different spots, and they've been enormous failures. Enormous. This is an enormous... For the Suns to just not win a playoff game, his last two, correct me if I'm wrong here, his last two playoff appearances has been sweeps. Did he play last year for Phoenix?
Last year.
Right, I'm sorry. Right,
it was a 4-2 against Denver.
All right, so 4-2 against Denver.
But the year before was Celtics. Yeah,
right. So now he is 2-for-12 in his last 2-for-10 in his last 12 playoff games. Yeah. He's had three series. He's had two wins. He's 2-10 in his last 12 playoff games, including two sweeps. And he's got a team here of him, Beal, and Booker. And they can't win a game against the Minnesota team that nobody will think can beat Denver.
That'll be an interesting series.
It will be an interesting series. But, I think Denver would probably be the favorite in that series. But he's just an interesting figure. That's more for later. But it's just because Duncan mentioned it. And the idea that, Embiid can't be the guy like Durant. I mean, Durant's... I'm surprised that's the first name. He's won NBA championships. He's won NBA final MVPs. But he can't be the guy.